This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago for the second leg of his five-nation tour. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Many people from India made their way to Trinidad and Tobago years ago. Over the years, they distinguished themselves in several fields and are enriching the nation's development journey." Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the local Indian community for an unforgettable welcome in the Port of Spain. This is his first visit to the country as Prime Minister and the first bilateral visit at the Prime Ministerial level to Trinidad and Tobago since 1999. During his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Pissaysar. Prime Minister will address a joint session of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. The visit will impart fresh impetus to the deep-rooted and historical ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said, "The relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple." Speaking on democracy, the Prime Minister described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. Prime Minister Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians.
"Last evening was a deeply moving experience. Receiving your national award from my dear friend President Mahama is an honor. I will always cherish that. Is samman ke liye main 140 crore bhartiyon ki taraf se Ghana ke logon ka aabhar vyakt karta. I thank the people of Ghana for this honor. I dedicate it to the enduring friendship and shared values that bind India and Ghana."
The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. The government has refuted claims that White House denied External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar's request to meet US President Donald Trump due to busy schedule. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry's fact-check account on social media termed these claims as fake news. The US Congress has passed President Donald Trump's sprawling tax and spending bill in a significant and hard-fought victory for the president and his domestic agenda. After a grueling session on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives passed the bill by a vote of 218 to 214 last night. It was approved in the Senate on Tuesday by one vote. Trump had given the Republican-controlled Congress a deadline of 4 July to send him a final version of the bill, which he described as a big, beautiful bill to sign into law. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill could add $3.3 trillion to federal deficits over the next 10 years and leave millions without health coverage, a forecast that the White House disputes. This legislation makes savings through making cuts to food benefits and healthcare and rolling back tax breaks for clean energy projects. The Delhi government has requested the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to place on hold the enforcement that mandates the denial of fuel to end-of-life vehicles in Delhi. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has written a letter to CAQM in this regard. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal has inaugurated the 29th International Conference and Exhibition on Broadcast and Media Technology, BES Expo 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Sehgal said digital infrastructure in the country has grown many folds in the last 10 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.